an apparent new frontrunner in the Democratic presidential race, Joe Biden now leads in party delegates who determine the Democrats' presidential nominee.
And make no mistake about it, this campaign will send Donald Trump packing.
President Trump has not only been watching the race closely, but has provided running commentary via Twitter. His analysis is that Biden made a comeback, boosted by moderates Pete Buttigieg and Amy Klobuchar, who dropped out of the race. And Trump called progressive Elizabeth Warren selfish and a spoiler for Bernie Sanders by not leaving the race.
If Elizabeth Warren would have done what she probably should have done from their point of view, he would have won, right? He would have won a lot of states, including Massachusetts, probably Texas, definitely Minnesota.
It's clear telling Sanders supporters that their candidate is being cheated out of the nomination is a key strategy for Trump.
The Trump campaign will stoke that grievance because I think it hopes not that Bernie Sanders supporters necessarily will vote for Trump, but that they'll stay home, that they simply will not vote, and that any decline in the enthusiasm of Democrats to vote against President Trump is a net gain for them.
Two strategies are emerging from the Trump campaign. If the Democratic nominee is a progressive like Sanders, the focus will be on the dangers of socialism.
Whereas if Biden is the nominee, it's going to be significantly more personal, and you already see that. The main line of attack is going to be about corruption, supposed corruption related to Ukraine, and also charges of Biden's, you know, perceived lack of mental acuity.
Whoever the Democratic nominee may be, the president is likely to continue his strategy of divide and conquer.
Trump's incentive is to have chaos within the Democratic Party. The more chaos, the more division, the more it redounds to his benefit.
In the November election, Trump would rather face Sanders, a self-avowed Democratic socialist, than the more mainstream and moderate Biden, who now has an additional boost. When billionaire Michael Bloomberg dropped out of the race Wednesday, he promised to spend his money to help the Biden campaign.